This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to East Lansing City Council member Nathan Triplett. Good evening, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I appreciate your willingness to be flexible this evening.
Not a problem.
Very good. A couple of subjects I wanted to talk to you about, the first of which is an important East Lansing City Council meeting tonight at 7:30 at City Hall, just for information purposes, discussing the medical marijuana ordinances. There were three originally proposed. Where are we today on this?
Well, you're right. There were three originally proposed, and a few weeks ago, the council disposed of two of those ordinances, leaving just Ordinance 1245C, which would authorize dispensaries in East Lansing under limited circumstances. That's the ordinance that we've been working on now for the last month, trying to refine details, and it's the ordinance that will be before the council this evening, and I anticipate, though clearly can't guarantee, that we'll have a final vote by the end of the meeting tonight.
And maybe you could describe what it means. It's dispensaries would be allowed in the city under certain circumstances.
Sure thing. Dispensaries would be allowed in the city of East Lansing, but only in our B4 zoning district, which is an office business district that's primarily located in a relatively large chunk of territory in the northwestern part of the city. The reason that district was chosen originally by the staff's recommendation was because it won't allow for storefront dispensaries like you see along Michigan Avenue in the city of Lansing, and it will allow dispensaries to go alongside other medical office buildings that would, in theory, be similar in use to that, where a patient could go in, they could get their medical marijuana from a licensed caregiver without having the type of displays and other concerns that have been raised in some communities by the storefront operations.
And just for clarification purposes, so this is not in homes and residential areas, which was part of the objection early on.
Right. So a dispensary could not be run out of someone's home under the ordinance that we'll be discussing this evening. An individual patient or caregiver could still grow and store medical marijuana in their home as provided for under the state law. We're not interfering with the rights that are granted by the state law. But a commercial operation where a caregiver or multiple caregivers were growing marijuana in a home in a residential area and dispensing it from that home, or even just multiple caregivers growing it in the home, would be prohibited by the ordinance that we will be discussing this evening.
Now, and I've talked with you on this matter before, and also East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis. It seems as though, you know, some people had initially thought you might be kicking the can down the road with these moratoriums, but I perceived that you're trying to go slow, diligently, and very careful to make sure you get it right.
Right. We originally imposed a moratorium back in August of 2010, which, you know, was obviously several months ago, but our approach was to preserve the status quo so that these commercial operations didn't proliferate across the city, so that we could come up with a comprehensive way of regulating them that would be uniform across East Lansing, rather than allowing some to open and then trying to regulate them after the fact. And I think we went about it the right way in that now our approach will be uniform across the entire community, and we've taken the time to engage stakeholders who had concerns and those who were looking to open these type of operations and try and come up with an approach that's workable for this community.
And do you think that the folks, who the citizens that came before the city council with concerns, that their concerns were listened to and taken into consideration?
I do. You know, I think that there are clearly going to be some residents who still have concerns, and rightly so, and there will also be residents on the other side who think that we're being too restrictive. This is one of those issues where I think no matter what end result we came to, not everyone would be 100% happy with. But I do think, including myself, but I do think the ordinance that we've arrived at, again, is a workable option for East Lansing that doesn't interfere with patients' ability to access compassionate care, but also puts these commercial operations in an appropriate zone and keeps that more high-intensity use out of our neighborhoods.
Well, you know the old adage about compromise. It's where neither side gets everything that they wanted.
Right, and I think that's exactly what we've arrived at here.
Well, it sounds like it's certainly been done carefully and with great consideration. You do expect it that there will be a vote to move forward with a final decision this evening?
That's my hope. We had reviewed this ordinance a month ago and then had two additional council work sessions where we hammered out most of the details. It's possible that something could come up tonight that would change my hope that we move it tonight, but I think given the amount of time that we've spent on this and the intense time over the course of especially the last month, that I anticipate the council will take a vote to approve this ordinance this evening.
Well, and it almost looks like it could be a model for other communities, frankly, with the time you've taken it and taken both sides into consideration.
It very well could be. You know, one of the things that's unique about how we've gone about this is the communities that imposed ordinances earlier were primarily those communities who went about essentially attempting to ban medical marijuana in their city. In East Lansing, 75% of our residents voted to approve the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act, and we wanted to respect the vote of the people by ensuring that compassionate care was available in our community. But that required us to figure out, well, how exactly do you do that? Which zone? With what conditions? And so we will be one of the first communities in the state that really adopts a comprehensive approach to it, or at least gives it a first stab. So it could very well be a model for others who are struggling with these issues.
Very good. Just to switch gears on you a little bit, I know, Nathan, you are very an extraordinarily politically astute and watch things going on at the Capitol carefully. Another rally today, this time on tax on pensions. What are your thoughts over some of the things that are happening today and also the emergency financial managers that heads to the governor's office now?
It does. You know, I think if I were Governor Snyder and I was looking at the reaction to some of his proposals in his budget, I would be concerned, and not just from the standpoint of opposition from members of the Democratic Party or from more liberal organizations in the state, but he has 10 members of his own party in the state Senate who have said the pension tax is a no-go for them, and that's several hundred million dollars in revenue that he would have to make up somewhere else in his budget. So I do think that there are large outstanding issues there, and people have serious concerns about the equity of a proposal that would tax that income. I think there are compromises that can be made there as well, but at this point, the governor has been pretty steadfast in his position that he wants to tax all pension income. But, you know, this is a governor who clearly has a vision for where he wants to take the state, a vision that many of us, in some respects, disagree with, but that debate is ongoing.
Well, it certainly is. And I have read many things that you've written about the earned income tax credit, and you're a big proponent of that and also concerned about that going away under the governor's proposal.
Right. Actually, I was speaking at a press conference earlier this week where I pointed out, as a testament to just how seriously I take this issue, I wasn't there to talk about $100 million worth of cuts to local governments like the city of East Lansing. I was there to talk about the governor's proposal to cut the earned income tax credit, which helps nearly 800,000 Michigan families who are on the lower end of the income ladder make ends meet during these difficult economic times. And one of the questions that was asked of me, which is frequently asked, is, so, or a statement made is, so you're against cutting business taxes? And I'm not. What I am against is funding those business tax cuts by raising taxes on working families and asking them to foot the bill to give unprecedented tax breaks to corporations.
Very good. Well, Nathan, as always, always appreciate your time and your insight on the various issues, and we'll look forward to hearing about the action taken at East Lansing City Council this evening.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Nathan Triplett, East Lansing City Council member. We will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.